Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Bev Exner, and I'm about to launch on a big promotion for Fort McMurray.
Okay.
This is going to be the largest. We're hosting a garage sale all because of a little boy that's 4 years old, lives here in Fort McMurray. And he was born with a partial limb.
Okay.
And he ended up having, they diagnosed him with Mobius syndrome. And he cannot speak. He can make noise. Mm-hmm. He's been tube fed. They're just weaning him off of that. And, he stops breathing 17 times an hour, if you can imagine.
Oh, my goodness.
When I seen the video and I seen his mom, I thought, wow, she's going to look so sleep deprived. She didn't, but
yeah.
I can't imagine. So the money raised, all our table fee money for this garage sale that we're hosting, is going toward right to the family.
Okay.
So it's going to be at 4G Motorsports
on
September 16th, it's a Saturday, from 10 to 4. And we figure we'll have hundreds of tables. We're going to be inside, outside. Everybody bring their own table. Mm-hmm. And, let's raise some money.
That's cool.
Kane and his mom, Nikita, will be making a presence there. Mm-hmm. We're going to have live bands. We're going to have big barbecue.
Yeah.
Neat. And lots of money raised for them. So the table fees are very low. $20 for outside, $40 inside.
Right.
And, all that money goes directly to them.
That's awesome. Now, where did you say this was?
At 4G Motorsports.
And what part of town is that?
Gregoire, 355 Mackenzie Boulevard.
There we go.
And it's a massive front around.
Awesome.
For all of this. Poster and a video on Facebook. So.
Okay.
She says.
Yeah.
But she knows for him.
Okay.
So that he can ride a bike. And does everything every other little boy would do.
So, that's awesome.
And he's gonna be going to school. So they'll get a tablet also that he can correspond at home and with the teachers.
Right on. Very cool. So how did you find yourself a part of this event that you're
Well, Robbie Picard and I are hosting it.
Okay.
He knows the people at 4G Motorsports big, and they are moving in the one building that we're going to be inside.
Yeah.
They're moving boats and quads and things aside to let us have tables set up. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's an incredible. It's going to be the largest garage sale in Fort McMurray.
Nice. Ever. So do you still have spots available for people?
We do. Okay. Yeah.
How do they get in contact with you?
They shall call me at 587-646-5313.
Yep.
And we have two ways of paying. You can pay e-transfer, which will go to Robbie Picard. And that's all online. If you go on there, it goes to admin@robbiepicard.com.
Right.
Or you can pay cash, and you can go right to 4G Motorsports. And Cherie is the one that will collect cash there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been planning this now for?
About a month or a little more than a month.
Yeah. And how are you looking for vendors so far?
Online.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been sending out the poster and the video to lots of people.
Yeah. We'll definitely attach that video into the bottom of this, like in the comment section below. We'll link that up so people can see that. That's so cool.
It is. Yeah. It's just, I can't imagine what it would be like for that mom.
Right.
So they're going to, with this money, they're going to buy him either a CPAC or a BPAC machine that's going to keep him breathing all the time, and she won't have to worry about him stopping breathing.
Wow.
So that was the main focus of doing the garage sale, was that, and the prosthetic, and then the...
Yeah.
The tablet.
Yeah.
Would be that.
Yeah, all of that, either one of those pieces of equipment would be life-changing.
Yeah, and he's been to Stollery, he's had many surgeries. He'll have to go down and they'll do a, where they monitor his sleep overnight.
Right,
when he gets this machine and get him all set up with that.
So what a great cause.
It is, yeah. And a lot of people ask me and say, oh, is he here in Fort McMurray? I say, yes, he is. And nobody's, it's amazing how many people don't know, have never heard about him.
And that's a great cause that you guys are putting together.
So Robbie heard about it. Him and I got talking about it and just said, let's do this. Let's get this happening. And the response is just overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I've had several people come to me and say, you're not charging enough. I'll give $100 for a table.
Well, they still can.
All that money just goes right direct to the family.
Yeah. So, yeah.
One other thing is that we want people to do it as a garage sale, but they can also incorporate their business, promote their business, it can be anything. But if they wanted to sell a portion of their table and sell product or something, they can do that.
Okay.
So that kind of opens it up a little bit more.
Yeah.
Makes it more enticing for some people. Yeah,
no doubt. That's a solid idea. And it's at the time of the year, you said on the 16th, correct?
Yeah.
So it'll still be nice outside.
Yeah.
Somebody
looked ahead. One lady told me, she said, it's going to be 19 degrees.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
15-kilometer winds. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Like
the weather,
over
man.
A month away.
I'm not giving him that much credit that he's got like that on lockdown in the next few weeks.
Exactly. But
that's cool. So last time I saw you was at the patio party at the Heritage Boatyard.
Yes.
Did you have a good time?
I did. Yeah. We weren't there for a real long time. But,
you heard the music playing from your place and you had to come check it out?
I did. And it was massive. There was like bands playing on one section and DJs on the other part. Lots of food.
Yeah.
And lots of people. Really surprised at the turnout for that.
Yeah. It was overwhelming to see how many people came out to support. So that was great.
Yeah.
I was telling Tanner, though, the one thing that blew my mind was because there was two stages on the go.
Yeah.
But if you were at one, the music from the other one wasn't coming. Like there was a bleed point in the walkway, but when you were actually listening, you weren't really hearing the other stage.
Shout out sound engineers.
Yeah, sound engineers, big time. I thought that, to me, was the most fascinating.
Yeah, because you wouldn't really want to be, you want to listen to one.
That's
or
right.
The other, right? If
that's
you
right.
Go over to listen to the live, stand in front of them. And
so how they positioned and like made the sound kind of, they were able to control the two stages, which to me, I'm like, I have no idea how you would do that. Because I would just be like, oh, you put up speakers and then like,
it's how
it's just party.
It's where you point them, right? So if you would have looked at the stages, both of the speakers would have been pointing away from
the other one.
So that like the sound doesn't interfere.
Yeah.
I think they were heading towards the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they would have been both pointed.
Like on an angle.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool. Yeah. Well, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's got his questions ready for the Mac City Minute. But before we go there, we're going to give a big shout out to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. She's a sponsor of these episodes and this segment. Carrie has awesome skin-based products and beard products. She's also an artist. She has a bunch of her stuff here in the studio. So big shout out to Carrie. Thank you for your support. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
All righty. Question number one for you today. What is one item you always look for at a garage sale?
Into a garage sale for quite some time. Anything that I'm in need of, I guess, at the time.
There you go.
Not into antiques and stuff like that so much, but if there's something that I'm in need of, then I'm always be on the hunt for that. But
there we go.
Question number two. What do you think is your favorite part of creating such a fun event for Fort McMurray?
Well, the fact that we're donating this money to this little boy is just I'm just beyond excited that we can do something like this and just get a bunch of people together. And when you tell them the story, they're just like, yes. And it's so reasonable, right? Everybody's got something they want to get rid of.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's pretty easy to promote.
Question number three. What do you think is one dish everyone should know how to cook?
Greek lemon potatoes.
Greek lemon potatoes. Okay.
Question number four. What is one song that reminds you of your childhood?
Great questions. Great questions, man.
Country Roads.
Classic. And your final question. What do you think is the most underrated Fort McMurray event?
City Morning Show.
Ah, that is the right answer.
And those have been your five questions.
Let me hear about this dish that you make.
Have you ever been? We're off now.
No, we're on. We're still recording. Oh yeah.
Well, up in Beacon Hill, and I've always loved Greek food. Yeah. But there's a little store up there, right in that Shaw little plaza.
Okay.
And he has a kitchen, and he makes authentic Greek food, and he has the best and most reasonable, but. It's unbelievable how much you'll get in a meal.
Yeah.
No way I could ever, even my husband, cannot eat the whole thing. Always have half left over for the next day.
This is
kebabs to fried rice with veggies.
Yeah.
The lemon potato, and they're garlicky.
Yeah.
And lemony. And,
yeah.
And he does whole potatoes. They're always exactly the same, like one whole round potato.
Yeah.
Always the same size. Where he finds all of them uniform like that, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you can just cut them into wedges and make them yourself at home.
Yeah.
They're absolutely delicious. You use garlic, salt, and pepper, and you use a broth, either chicken or veggie broth, and lemon juice, and soak them. Like you just let them sit, the potatoes sit in there and soak, and then bake them, roast them for about, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then the juice is pretty much all gone. Then they just, for the last 10 minutes, they just brown up.
Yeah.
Crisp up.
Delicious.
Oh, absolutely to die for.
And this guy is up in the...
He's in the Beacon Hill.
That's the same one where Shaw is.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I just was there just a few days ago.
And they have an ice cream counter. There's tons of people there for ice cream. But you can place your orders. And this is a plug that I'm going to give to him.
Yeah.
Because with Skip the Dishes and DoorDash, if you don't, like if we're going to just come pick it up ourselves.
Yeah.
He says no tip.
Yeah.
And he takes that extra money off your order.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go. Very cool.
$18.95 if they were, it would be $20.95 if you didn't
have
it. Yeah. Pick it up.
Yeah.
And a tip. And he goes, no tip.
That's awesome.
He just says no tip.
Yeah.
No.
I was just.
The food is beyond, like Hispanica pita, the dolmades,
That's awesome. I was just there. I took a picture and sent it to you, Tanner, actually. Like, I was up in Beacon Hill visiting a friend, and I used to live up there. So that corner store there is the bomb. So I went in there because they have, like, different type of treats, too, and the ice cream there is awesome. There was a bunch of people just, like, waiting in line for the ice cream and, like, great flavors that they have up there. So big shout-out to the Beacon Hill Corner Store.
Yes.
I don't know the name of you, but...
The Greek food. It is authentic Greek
I didn't know they
food.
Had that either.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think he just opened that part of it not too long ago.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it is very, very good and
nice.
Good portions.
Okay. Yeah, Beacon Hill, like that corner store, is a staple for all of the people that live up there. It's like the go-to spot.
Yeah.
Like I used to go there before I would go to the Shell that's like
right
at the tip because, well, I don't know. It just seems like more local.
Yeah. Support the small business.
That's right. So speaking of small businesses, you have a small business.
I do.
What's that all about?
I sell back to earth products.
Yep.
They're all plant-based, organic, and probably about 80 products. Very reasonably priced for organic.
Yeah.
And I sell a lot of my home right now.
That's right. Well, that's how I first met you, and you were selling that home-based product. And for everybody at home, you can't see it, but we have a... cabinet outside where we have all of the gifts that people have given us over the years of filming this, and you were one of the first 50 to come on the show originally, and you gave us a little gift, and it's still out there. Yeah. And people come and they touch and they look at stuff, and then it's a good shout out for you. Everybody's like, oh, what's this? I'm able to be like, actually, and then I'm able to tell them your story. So that's
one of
cool.
The best. Yeah, I've been selling them for over 10 years, and I absolutely love the products.
Yeah, and so with that product line, has that changed over the years that you've been selling?
It has. They've actually just started with a brand new facial line. They've improved their product, so they're changing the labeling on that. That part has already changed.
Right.
As they run out of, like, their toner or their moisturizer, it'll be the new one.
Right,
so
right.
I'm already trying a couple of the new products.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so lovely.
You try them on yourself first?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. And then you're able to be like, listen... Yeah. Tested,
this,
human testing.
Yeah, they've bumped it up to, very, very. And Chantel Krasiastik is one of our, the singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's our spokesperson for Back to Earth now.
Oh, very cool. That's a big name.
It is.
I was just like, I know that name, and that's not because, like, she's in Fort McMurray. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's a celebrity's name.
She met Kylie, who makes the products.
Right.
And Kylie's mom and I are best friends.
Okay.
So...
cool.
I've been using the products ever since she started making them.
Where is it out of? I forget.
Vernon,
BC. That's right.
Well, she has a little shop in Lavington, which is just outside of, would be like, not even halfway to Anzac.
Yeah.
Just 10, 15 minutes out of town.
Nice. Yeah. Now, last time you were here, you were saying that you lived downtown in those apartments that overlook
the river.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
What a great place to live.
Yes, but have you been down there and seen lately what they're doing for flood mitigation?
No,
they've put
a big
steel wall on the pathway.
Okay.
They're going to fill it with dirt and cement.
Okay.
And that's going to stop the water or ice from ever flooding in.
Okay. So it messed up your view a little bit then, potentially?
Well, not mine, but anybody on the first floor, it certainly does.
Oh, I'll have
to... But that's only two people at each end of those two buildings.
That's right. Interesting. So are they getting rid of like that whole brim that they have there?
Well, no, it's going to carry on. So this is just for the low spots where the water could come into town.
Right.
They're going to put a pathway on top of it, apparently.
Good.
But I'm not sure how they're going to have railings or something.
Yeah.
They say that our landscaping will be just beautiful as anything. And
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool spot of downtown. Like, those buildings are really neat, and you can see, I've never been in, but you can see, like, they have big windows, and you can, like, really see
nice units.
The water,
And they've angled all the suites so that everybody's deck, you're not sitting, like, looking on the person beside you.
Right.
They're all kind of angled like this.
Yeah.
But we're right at the end, so, like, my husband says, so I can throw my rotten tomatoes in the water and just... But the wildlife is the best. The beavers and the deer and the fox. We have a fox that comes running down the pathway all the time.
Really?
Yeah, and he actually came in the dirt a couple of weeks ago on the side of this big steel wall.
Yeah.
And I just go, hi, Foxy. And too bad for, having to deke around.
That's right,
It'll be all fixed. And
where are the beavers coming from? Is there, like,
side, we have a little island right across in front of us. Yeah,
cool.
They come out around 4:30 every afternoon, and they swim across. I always, and the deer would come across in the wintertime, and I'd say, oh, you're off to Walmart for go shopping, and half an hour later, they're heading back to the island.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
But yeah, just like clockwork almost, the beavers especially.
Really?
They'll be out there all evening. I'm not sure what they do when they come across to our side, but
pretty
soon they're heading back. And
okay. That's awesome. I'm going to tell my mother-in-law that.
But tons of people that kayak and canoe and just...
You probably see my mother all the time.
Oh.
Like, my mom is constantly
on the Clearwater
kayaking. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow,
and she took my little guy, Keegan, last week. They were up and down. I used to have a kayak, a double kayak that I'd go out there. Like, it's the best. Like, Fort McMurray, people... don't recognize, but like, where else can you literally be in your house and then, like, I live in Timberley, so 10 minutes later I'm somewhere where I can be on my kayak just going. Like, that's unusual. We live in a great community.
We do. The flotillas that come down on hot days,
yeah,
like, they're all hooked together,
yeah, and, yeah,
And just, yeah, hee-haw, they have music. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, kind of taking your chances there. But
that's right. waterproof speakers.
Yeah, lots of fun. Yeah, it's a great place. We eat 3 meals a day at least. We're out on the deck.
Yeah, and just, no doubt. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, well, listen, Tanner just tapped his watch. You were worried about speaking for 20 minutes, and we're going to speak a lot longer. But we're out of recording time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Please, please, please come to the garage sale September 16th, 10 to 4. Even if you just come and see it, come for food, come to listen to the music. People that are selling their own product have said, I'm going to donate 10% of my sales to Kane.
Yeah.
To his cause. And just, yeah.
There we go.
I expect we'll make thousands for him. So
that's awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely check it out as well. Cool.
Yes.
Well, for McMurray.
Yes.
Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo. My heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for tuning in. It means we do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Peace.